Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, everybody, welcome to the Black Friday Super Show of Savings, or as I like to call it, the BFSSSS. We've got Wombat here from Massapequa.
I am here from Massapequa.
Yes, and we've got Shipwreck from live at the Shipwreck Manor in Cincinnati, Ohio.
It's beautiful here, I'll tell you. nice and cold and rainy. I'm really glad I'm not waiting outside right now, actually.
Yes.
I feel sorry for those people.
I was thinking that, too, because, like I said, before Black Friday even, or rather, any of, you know, Thursday or Friday came around, I said, look, Amazon's going to have all the deals anyway, so why even bother sitting online for 6 hours? It's bullshit. Bullshit.
Totally.
So I know, Wombat, you showed me, you gave me a live video feed of your living room where you had Thanksgiving today.
That's right. I showed you how the table looked, and we had 13 people in the house, and it was actually the food was really good. My wife really stepped it up. She made, you know, the food's good when she makes an 18-pound turkey, and there's not enough left to save.
Or you didn't buy a big enough turkey.
Or we didn't buy a big enough turkey. She also made probably the best stuffing ever made.
That's my favorite part of Thanksgiving is the stuffing.
The stuffing she made was made with sausage.
Yes.
And mozzarella cheese.
What?
It was crazy good.
Oh,
fresh mozzarella, like she went and bought, like, you know, the ball of mozzarella, which I actually helped cook. She bought a loaf of white bread unsliced. So I had to slice the bread and cube it into 1-inch by 1-inch cubes. Did the same thing with the mozzarella cheese. And, you know, you brown the sausage and you sweat some celery and some onions. It was and you bake it for like 45 minutes. The best stuffing you've ever had. No joke. It took like 3 hours to make.
Oh, is there any left? Can you put them in dry ice and send it to me?
It was gone in like 10 minutes.
See, I think stovetop is really good.
It is good, actually. I like stovetop. I'm not even gonna pretend I don't. But this was like, because my, you know, a good example is my dad, Papa Wombat. He hates everything. It's just the kind of guy he is.
Right.
And he took one bite of that stuff, and he goes, this stuffing is fantastic.
he got pretty emotional about it.
He did. That's him being emotional.
I'll tell you, I mean, that's what I miss, because we had a Thanksgiving dinner. Was it last year? It was Tie Around? I can't remember. But we went to this place, Laurie's, which is like a prime rib place, but they do Thanksgiving dinner there. And you know, I think they deep fried some turkeys. We had like a private room with a bunch of friends. But the stuffing just was not, like, if they had stovetop, it would have been better than what they had. They had like a very small amount of like some fancy stuffing, which is, you know, don't give me that. Give me like two giant bowls of stovetop. That's all I need. That's what I'm saying.
I completely understand. But when I was in college, that would be like a dinner.
Did everybody fit into your house? Because you said there was like, you know, you showed me the table and it looked very crowded in there. And I've been to your house and it's not the biggest, it's not Shipwreck Manor.
It's not Shipwreck Manor. Yeah, everyone fit just fine. It holds more people than it looks like.
Now, is that the same table that you hurt your groin on that one day?
No, that would be.
That was not where Thanksgiving dinner was?
No.
It wasn't on your groin?
No, like I said, that would have been the kitchen counter.
Oh, right. By the way, the chat room, I didn't realize this, the chat room only holds 500 people.
So do I. So
you hold 500 people? So, yeah, people, and we're full, so people cannot get into the chat room.
Actually, we're losing users by the minute.
None
we're
of
down them. To 498. now we're back up to 500.
Maybe we should talk more about your groin. Shipwreck, how was your Thanksgiving? Did Mrs. Shipwreck make it, or did she have to like repair a horse or something?
Oh no, we went over to her parents' house, and they made turkey over there, and we made some dressing and normal stuff.
Nothing to
it. We didn't have any of this crazy dressing. It was pretty much just normal stovetop, and
stuffing.
We had some Brussels sprouts casserole. That was new.
That sounds really appetizing.
It doesn't sound as good as your dress or your stuffing there.
She also made a chocolate pecan pie.
Well, let me hear. I know Wombat probably didn't buy anything because he was busy. But Shipwreck, did you take advantage of any of the deals so far?
I did. I can't say a couple of them because I know some of the people that I bought stuff for might be listening. But I bought a few games, bought some Blu-rays. I bought Tales of Vesperia for $15 for myself, and bought some other stuff for some books for my dad and stuff. But
right,
pretty good deal so far. Yeah.
Yeah, Amazon is bringing it. Wombat, some guy keeps sending me private messages calling you a fat bastard.
Oh, really? Who?
That's me.
That was Mrs. Wombat. Well, maybe we should start taking some phone calls. Well, first, let me tell people how this show is going to work. We do have some special guests lined up to call in. But we're also going to take your phone calls, talk about what you want to talk about. Let's get right into some phone calls. This guy called in before the show even started, and I have a feeling that this is our friend from the United Kingdom. Is that you, sir? Mate?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, wow. Awesome. I called in. I'm not from the United Kingdom, though.
Oh, you're on Skype, though, or something. Ah, tricky Skype. Ruins my caller ID. Well, who is this? Where are you calling from? What's up?
Cole, I'm from Mississippi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mississippi's like the UK.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't really expect you guys to answer.
Do you have any specific questions? You want to talk about Black Friday? I mean, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, pretty much all the sales that were posted on the site. What is going to be like put up tonight? Because I know most of the websites did their pre-sales and everything. Like, what sites are going to be putting up?
Well, everything. I mean, some of the stuff has gone up already. Like the GameStop stuff has gone up already. The Best Buy stuff has gone up already. Amazon's been having new deals every day since Monday, I think. I think you're going to see some Walmart stuff go up today. The Amazon stuff that's going up today is they're having a PS3 bundle that's going live at 3 a.m. Eastern time, and that's going to have a PS3 Slim with Killzone 2, Infamous, and $10 credit, all thrown for free.
I'll be able to get that.
What's that? Yeah, you can get it if you're on at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can get it.
The Modern Warfare 2 bundle for the 360. Do you think I'll be able to get that?
Well, I don't know what the bundle is going to be. They just said that.
Oh, no.
Which one?
The limited edition Modern Warfare 2 console. Do you think that's going to be on sale anywhere?
They said Amazon says that they are they're having a deal on it. They didn't say what the deal was, but they sent out like an upcoming deals teaser. And that it says Xbox 360 limited edition console, but there's no price or details. Maybe they'll throw in like a gift card or something with that. I don't know. The other thing that we know about Amazon is that at 9 a.m. Pacific time or 12 p.m. New York time, Halo 3 ODST will be $30. So they're obviously going to be running more Lightning deals again today, and they're going to tell you what they are or put up the clues at 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Cool, because I've been doing the Lightning deals.
They've been pretty good
all week.
Yeah, they've been pretty damn good. So that's the story. That's all we know, really. That mostly Amazon's been matching everything. So for the most part, I don't think you really need to go anywhere else. But anything else? Any question for Wombat?
Nah, not really.
Okay. Well, all right. Thanks. Wombat, he didn't have a question for you.
That's okay. I don't have any questions for me either.
Right. Okay. Let's take some. Oh, man, the switchboards are just lit up. We got seven.
Are they? Is it crazy? Everyone wants to say the phrase that pays.
The phrase that pays. Yeah, I should have had some prizes or something.
Well,
I've got prizes. You want prizes?
You do.
Yeah, I got prizes. I got all, right. Let's cabinet take, full of stuff here.
We don't need your stinking prizes.
Well, let's take a few more calls. Let's take a call from area code 361. Who's this?
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's a Blog Talk Radio lady. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ricky.
Ricky!
Yeah.
What can we do for you, Ricky?
I want to know, should I hit that free Lego Rock Band at Old Navy? I'm already going to go there.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? You think it's going to be like crazy there?
Lego Rock Band, though.
So pick it up. You have to spend $20, right? That's the deal, spend $20 there. So you buy a couple pairs of underwear, and you get Lego Rock Band.
Well, it's funny, because Mrs. Wombat this afternoon was saying that she wants to go to Old Navy tomorrow because they're selling jeans cheap. And I said, well, if you go, make sure you spend $20 to get me Lego Rock Band. So I may actually be going for that deal as well. You know,
they have jeans that cost less than $20?
They have jeans that cost, I think it's $15.
Are they made out of paper?
Excuse me, not everyone can wear the Ed Hardy douchebag jeans that you wear.
I don't wear Ed Hardy douchebag jeans.
Yeah,
I wear Ed Hardy.
You dress like John Goslin, we know it.
I don't even know who that is.
Yes, you do.
I do?
Sure, why not?
So, Ricky, yes, you should go. Buy some new underwear. Actually, buy some underwear for me and send it over, because my underwear is in very bad shape. Anything else that we can do for you?
What's the status on the iPhone app?
The status on the iPhone app? That's a good question. The status is this. Well, first of all, Super Programmer John is working diligently on getting the marketplace up, you know, the trading thing for the site. And I think that once we get that going, I know the app is, it might be done for the most part. It just needs a little bit like cleanup stuff. But I know he's really focusing all his efforts on the marketplace, which I did get to try out yesterday, and it's pretty cool. It's better than I thought it would be. I think people are going to be really impressed. It's very uncheapassgamer.com like in that it's like seems like it's on a real website, if you know what I mean. It's very fancy. It uses like Ajax, and you know you can make an offer with somebody, and then you can browse their collection in like another window, and then you know add those games to your offer, and you know it's pretty wild. So to answer your question, I don't know where the fuck the iPhone app is. I think we're gonna put Wombat on it.
Yeah, I'll start working on that tomorrow because you know I don't have enough to do.
No, you don't. Well, anything else, Ricky? I think we're gonna say goodbye because there's 16 callers on hold right now.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Ricky.
70. Ricky, don't lose that number.
Right. Maybe you should lose the number, actually. You're a little, you didn't bring a lot of energy to the table.
No.
I'm just kidding, Ricky. We love you. Shipwreck doesn't like
you. No, Shipwreck hates everyone. Is he still here?
I'm still here. I was listening to the question.
Sure. Okay, we got another call from area code 347. Who are we talking to?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, GB Wamba. What's up? It's Shimra from the blogs. How's it going?
From my daily haha?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
What's up?
Not much, man. Just I was just getting ready to go to bed, but I've been sick for the past 2 days. Got like the cold or flu. I have no idea what it is, but I wanted to stay up to say happy Thanksgiving to all you guys. Cheapy, Wombat, and Shipwreck. You guys are the best. And Wombat, did you get a chance to look at that email I sent you?
I did get a chance to look at the email you sent me. That was quite disturbing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You make sure you ask Cheapy, you know, Wombat's going to ask you what it is. And you got to let us know if that you see that on a daily basis when you take Ty to school.
What was in this email?
It was a video of some dude just literally nailing some chick on a sidewalk in Japan. And the chick is completely naked.
Oh, I've seen that video.
Yeah, and people just walk by as if nothing.
Is she in a box or something?
No, she's just right out there in the middle of the street, just standing on the sidewalk naked, and some guys kind of just, you know, tapping it, as they say. That's what the kids say.
Right.
And you see people just walking like nothing.
Yeah, I wonder if those are real or not. Like, I don't understand. I I've been baffled by that myself. I wonder if that's really real. I mean, Japanese people do ignore stuff like that, because I told you I was on the subway once and I saw this, you know, 14-year-old kid just put his hand down his pants and started jerking off right on the subway. And, you know, it was pretty obvious what he was doing, and nobody did anything. I mean, I didn't do anything. I moved to the other side of the car. But, you know,
what
was I
going
to
do? Right?
What I was going to do? I was going to you know, start rubbing my nipples. Try to get him into it a little bit. All right.
Well, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Peepy. Kid's
yep.
getting older. So
yep.
what game are you going to introduce to him to get him into gaming?
Well, he's already been introduced to a lot of games. I mean, a lot of nonviolent games, like all the Guitar Hero, Rock Band type stuff. He's watched me play that. He likes watching me play Forza. He likes the boo-boo cars. And I'm trying to think what else. Oh, and Railfan, of course. So he's had a lot of exposure, but just I don't play anything like violent in front of him.
Yeah.
Or at least I don't admit to doing that.
And what about you, Wombat?
It's funny because Sabrina loves sitting on my lap when I play anything on preferably the Xbox because of the light up, you know, the jewel in the center. She just likes to rub her finger on the,
right,
on
which
the light.
Makes it difficult to play games.
It's not so bad because she actually just kind of sits there. She just kind of likes to sit on my lap. So, but she really, I mean, she likes anything that has bright colors and music. She loves music. So, you know, that's really what it depends on. Anything that has catchy music, she's going to be into.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Gotcha.
Shipwreck? Nothing?
She's really funny about music lately, too. Like, we'll be watching a show on TV, and, you know, it'll be like whether it be a concert or a musical, when the person stops singing, she stands up and claps as if she's at a real concert. It's kind of funny.
All right, guys. Well, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all you guys. Guys, keep up the great work, and I'll see you all guys online on the website.
Excellent. Thanks for calling. Keep up the good work with the Daily Haha. Shimura does a blog. He does a CAG blog where he posts all this funny stuff, like Japanese people having sex on a sidewalk.
Hey, yeah, I don't know. That all that stuff's going right to Wombat's email. He gets all that
right
fun stuff, right, Wombat?
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care, man.
Take care. Bye.
Wow. You know, I'm really glad that I did not put together a show outline because there's literally 21 people on hold right now. Normally, when we did those test shows, it was like 5 people or 4 people. So, yeah, we're blowing up big time, and the chat room is full. Here's a caller from area code 718. What is that, like Queens or something?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. This is the SSSSSS.
I remember you from the test show.
Yeah, man. I still haven't found that cure for carpal tunnel, but I'm working on it.
Good.
I was wondering, I got a question for you, Cheapy. Since you previously said that no savings could really justify you waiting in front of a store and all the stress that would basically cause, what would justify it for you?
What would?
Yeah.
I hate waiting in lines, okay? I put up with it when I went to Disney Sea, and, you know, those lines were like an hour, okay? And that I could deal with. That's about my limit, is like an hour. So I'm pretty much not going to wait anywhere longer than an hour for pretty much anything at this point.
Yeah, but what if you could see that video that the last caller was talking about? Just would that take time away? Or
I could see that right now. Wombat can email that to me. I could watch it while we do the show.
But isn't it cooler when you're in public and, you know, you're kind of hiding it?
You're saying, would I wait in line to watch two Japanese people have sex on a sidewalk? Is that what you're asking me?
You know what? All right. It comes out wrong. That's not how I meant it, but
I don't want anything to come out of anywhere on a Japanese sidewalk.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I don't think I would really wait for a deal, especially a deal that you can probably get something just as good somewhere else online without having to do any work whatsoever.
The one thing that really sucks about this, though, I mean, does Black Friday really have to be the day after Thanksgiving? I mean, we're all, like, full of turkey. This tryptophan is, like, putting me to sleep. I'm dying to stay up for this. I mean,
oh, and this show is not going to help you stay up. That's
I know. Dude, I took a nap, and I set my alarm clock for 20 minutes, and I did that for, like, three times. And
right.
That's the only reason I'm up right now.
This show makes the tryptophan like Red Bull, basically. compared to this show.
It works. It's motivation, man.
Right, right. Okay, well, great. Well, anything else, or should we move on?
No, that's it. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a good one. I started Modern Warfare 2 tonight, actually. That's what I did between dinner and show.
The single player.
The single player, and I played a little of Spec Ops with Thorbon.
Oh, that's cool, right?
It is cool. It's kind of fun. We did the one where he's in the helicopter and I was running on foot through people's backyards. Did you do that one?
Yeah, that one's a lot of fun.
That one is a lot of fun.
Sorry, I'm kicking people from the chat room while we do the show. It's a little bit distracting.
Excellent. I will enjoy that. I've been reading it. I haven't seen anything too offensive.
All right. It's mostly people making fun of me. That's probably why you didn't think it was offensive.
I saw people making fun of me.
Right.
And yeah, me. We're all fair game there.
People wanted to know when the Amazon deals go live. The Amazon deals go live at 3 a.m. Eastern Time, 12 a.m. Pacific. We're going to stop the show probably 15 minutes or so before those deals go live, or maybe 5 minutes before, because I have to prepare. Although I did prepare already, but I have to prepare a little bit more.
Yeah, and, you know, and...
And you
yes.
have to sleep. and you have to sleep.
I'm sort of losing it already.
I know.
And now shipwreck with weather and traffic.
Right.
I'm good right now. I might head out to Target. I don't know.
For what?
$7 Rock Band Unplugged. Like, it's pretty lame to go get that.
That is ridiculously.
Yeah, you know what's worth it at Target?
But I'm up.
A slow cooker and a sandwich maker for $3 each. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get that too.
You might as well while you're there.
The sandwich maker for $3 is so tempting to me. I love those things. The sandwich presses.
Yeah, those. Oh, I love those too. Those are great.
$3.
All right, let's take some more calls because now we have 24 people on hold. Okay, here's a caller. Now, he's probably calling in from Skype or from another country. Who is this?
Hello.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Gamertag Dirty. Cheap, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
All right, well, hey, Wombat, you still suck at games over there, like trash in a trash can?
I am like trash in a trash can. I suck at games.
Yeah,
I'm
I just
like
changed
so
my
trash in a trash can.
Yeah, I changed my motto for that there. I just had a few things. I just had one thing about the Amazon thing. That kind of weird thing that's going is what I noticed that happens is a couple of orders I made earlier, they'll like close the order, so you can't change them, even though they're not like even gonna be shipping them anytime soon. And I don't know, like, if you guys noticed that, or I know there's a couple complaints in the forums about, I don't know, like, why they do that, though. So, in other words, like, you make an order and you can't really, like,
right,
change
I understand.
It.
I understand what you're saying. Apparently, the stuff has been shipping really quickly, though, from what I read.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised because it's the holiday, and I'm like, I don't think anybody's really, like, working over there, but they're hauling ass over there. I mean, they're by far going to probably get that retailer of the year again. There's no doubt about that.
Even if they didn't have a Black Friday sale, they were going to get that anyway, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It does look like it's legit. I mean, it does look like they are shipping the games out really fast, so that's why they locked down those orders.
Yeah, because Tekken 6, that stick, one of those lightning deals, I got in on that one, and looks like that one's going to be shipping along with the Ghostbusters, that Slimer Edition one.
Excellent.
I was, like, kind of surprised. But a lot of good stuff going on there, and I don't know what you guys were, is there anything you guys are specifically looking for? I know I heard Shipwreck mention the Rock Band Unplugged, which I don't know if you guys know if that's going to go online, because I'd hate to fight that mess that's going to be in that place.
Target, I mean, you mean the Target Rock Band Unplugged?
Yeah, I mean, that's a sick deal, but
I'm not going to
go there.
they may put it online through Amazon, but, you know, it's you're going to have to pay for shipping, so.
Yeah.
Unless
anything else.
Yeah. It's still going to be, but their shipping's pretty reasonable. It's like $3, I think, if you buy Target stuff through Amazon. So I think it's worth paying an extra $3 to not have to go to Target and be with those people.
You guys keep doing it on, and Shipwreck, you keep working on those reviews, and Wombat, you keep sucking the games. All right, guys.
Don't worry.
All right.
Oh, did I win it?
Oh, too late. I hung up on him. Well, don't worry. You can call back and you'll be number 23 in line to talk to us.
Excellent. I can't wait. Are we just going to keep taking calls?
I don't know what to do. I mean, well, let's talk. I mean, I started playing. We can we can talk a little bit about Assassin's Creed, because I know you've been playing it, and I've been playing...
I've been playing the crap out of it. I think I checked this, and I'm like 12 or 13 hours in.
How do you check that? Because I was looking for that. I couldn't figure out.
It says it when you log into your save game.
Oh, I thought that was the time that I last saved my game.
I don't think so.
Oh, well then I'm 10 hours in, maybe.
Maybe. Really? You're far.
I've been playing. It's been very distracting.
What city are you in?
I don't know. Tuscan? Me? Tuscany?
You're so cultured.
I know.
What do you think?
I'm really into it. I liked the first one too until I got about halfway through and I had enough. But something like about this one, I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it. But this one has seemed to have sucked me in so far, and I don't know if I'm gonna still feel the same way in like a week. But so I mean, I really like it. I think maybe the city just seems more alive.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there is a carrot in this game where there is an ongoing story where you can literally go from exclamation point to exclamation point, and each one has something to do with the last mission, so it feels a little less mission-based and a little more linear. But you can take a break from that and then do all the other stuff, where the first game was literally just the other stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and I kind of like that. It also has it's a lot like Fable 2.
Right.
You know, with the outfits and the weapons and the town, you know, make your town pretty. Did you make your town all pretty yet?
Yes, I did. I am you can build up your hometown, and then your town will earn money for you. And that's kind of fun.
How much is your town earning you every? It's like every 20 minutes.
I don't know. A couple thousand. I forget.
Mine's up to like it's like 12,000 every 10 minutes.
Oh,
20 minutes.
That's pretty cool.
I have like $60,000 and nothing to spend it on.
Right. Hey, let me take a quick call from somebody that you might. Oh, I just hit the fucking. Hold on. Wait. I gotta put this dude back on hold. Wait. Wrong. The list moved and I missed the guy's phone number. Okay. Is this Stuttering Craig?
Why, is this GPD?
It is. Hey, everybody, it's Stuttering Craig from ScrewAttack.com.
The internet Stuttering Craig?
It's that internet guy, yeah. He does internet stuff and videos and stuff. Hey, what's up, Wombat? I love you.
Oh, I love you. I want to know the top 10 reasons why you love me.
I'm your... Well, let me give you one right now. You're the best Jewish... game guy I know. How's that?
Wait a minute. What about me?
You suck. You suck, Baldy.
Damn.
Let me rephrase that. You're the best Jewish guy with hair that I know.
Right.
Yeah?
It works for me.
Under 6 foot Jewish bald Jewish guy.
There you go. So what's up, my Jewish friends?
Well, we're doing this show. I think... I wanted you to call in because ScrewAttack.com, you know, it's a site that has a lot of puts out their own video game videos, and they just redid their website, and it's really, really impressive. And I talked about it briefly on the CADcast. I think it was last week, but you should really check it out at ScrewAttack.com. You can host your own videos on there. You can set up your own show. And it's a great way if you want to like start your own type of video game video show that you can do so really easily and then get some publicity for it, because if it's good, they can feature it and drive a lot of traffic your way.
Yeah,
I actually have a serious question for you. What do you prefer? Do you prefer people go directly to ScrewAttack.com, or does it not matter if they check out the ScrewAttack section of game trailers? What's better for you?
For us, we prefer people to come to ScrewAttack, ScrewAttack.com. Game Trailers is an awesome partner. But I think literally the vast majority of people on our site don't even know we have a website, which is weird because we've been working with them for 3 years now, getting ready to go on 4, and it's like, and the majority of their users have no idea that we produce something new literally every day. So, people are like, oh, you guys do great top 10s or great video game vaults or, the nerd's great and, that's all great and dandy, but we produce, we do like two or three updates every day on our site between Hard News, which has been mimicked beyond belief and copied beyond belief, just our style and such since we launched it, and it's been crazy. So, you know, in addition to that, we also, you know, we do the standard reviews. But the thing I love about Scooter Attack is that it's not all, you know, games are serious business. It's, you know, games are fun, and that's kind of how we've always taken it. But yeah, Cheapy, thanks for the plug there. Yeah, it's been an awesome relaunch. We actually ran into some issues over the first couple days or so because the video encoding got hit so hard that we've had to look at some like short term and long term solutions for our videos so everyone can get their video seen and such. But the response has been awesome so far, and I really think that some of the folks from YouTube should really consider coming on and downloading their stuff or uploading their stuff to our site, because there's not anything for gamers out there like this. You get buried by cooking shows and Fred of all things and all this random crap on YouTube. You know,
right.
It's
people eating giant Burger King hamburgers for no apparent reason.
Hey, that's great stuff. And you know what? It has a gaming eye in it. So, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
No, I mean, I have this media center called Plex, and I can go to game trailers from there so I can watch this on my TV. And one of the things that you can do is you can click on and to see all the most popular stuff of the day or the week or the month. And whenever I do that, it's always Screw Attack stuff. So I could see that if you are like a person who visits game trailers a lot and you see all the Screw Attack video, yeah, you might think that Screw Attack is really just part of game trailers or that you work for game trailers. But no, there's a whole other website with whole other shit.
Well, GT is very I think game trailers have gotten to the point where they kind of see us as almost like, especially with our redesign, I've heard people like, well, game trailers now thinks you guys are competitors and stuff. And I'm, you know, friends with their GM over there and such. I mean, you got to remember, game trailers is owned by MTV. They are a big-ass website. I mean, you go to their offices out in L.A., and they have like 60 people working for them. We have 8, you know? And right. A lot, and it's not like full time. This is, you know, it's very, very, you know, part time type stuff that we do like literally as a labor of love, you know, and it's really, you know, awesome.
They'll probably buy you soon.
You know, the thing is, I wouldn't. The way they talk about their money, probably not. They've been hit pretty hard by the economy, which has been interesting to say, but. But you know, if that ever happens, if we ever are fortunate enough to be bought, it would have to be something to where, you know, or at least have that offer. It would need to be something that where I could take care of my staff pretty well, you know, and just for all the hard work they put in for little money, you know. So it's been, but regardless, yeah, appreciate that. Hopefully, some of the YouTubers can start making their way over to Screw Attack and seeing kind of what we're all about over here, you know.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I know you probably want to get to sleep, but
you know me. I'm up till like 3 o'clock in the morning every
right,
day.
Right.
So.
You're working. He's working.
Yeah, absolutely, nonstop. Sure. Well, what do you guys have lined up for the rest of the evening?
I mean, the response has been so big for people calling in that I think we're just going to take phone calls because there's like 22 people on hold right now who want to call.
I might just sit here in silence.
I was kind of just zoning out.
Right. Well,
come on, Craig.
First off, I'm sorry for all the folks who I jumped in line. I apologize all your good listeners. But thank you guys for your patience and hanging out. And GP, I appreciate what you guys do. And you guys are my two favorite Jewish gamer guys.
There we go.
All right. Mazel tov.
All right, man. Take care.
Puzzle top, indeed. All right, see you guys. Take it easy.
Stuttering Craig. Special guest.
Da-na-na-na-na.
All right. That was good. Let's see. All right, let's take some more calls from, we only have 22 people on hold now. Let's see. Who's this from area code 410? What is that? Who's this?
Hello. My name's Mike.
Mike.
Mike, yeah, man, I love your show. You guys rock. So,
thanks, Mike.
Yeah, GPD, Wombat, Shipwreck, yeah. So I'm just wondering. My Xbox got the E74, you know, and I'm just wondering, like, I'm waiting for the PS3 deal to go online, and I'm just wondering, like, what, like, three PS3 exclusives should I, like, look at?
Who wants to take this one?
I would go with Uncharted 2. Even though I don't have it, I have a feeling that's probably a good one. let's see, what else we got? Infamous.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Infamous is very good. I do have that game, and I do
and
enjoy
Rail
it.
Fan.
And Railfan. Any, you know, there's two Ratchet and Clank games that are very good. There's Metal Gear Solid 4, which is very good. There's, I know Chiefy doesn't like Motor Storm, but that game has a small following.
No good.
Oh, yeah.
There's Demon Souls if you...
There's Demon Souls?
Oh, I have
if you hate
question
yourself.
About Demon Souls, too, but, like, I heard it's hard as, like, balls. Like, how, like, does it just, like, totally kick your ass, or is it just, like...
By the way, Stuttering Craig just mentioned to me that they just released their top 10 PS3 exclusive video. It's on Game
oh,
Trailer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can probably
I did forget Killzone 2. Killzone 2 was very good.
Oh,
what kind
yeah,
of games
yeah, yeah.
do you play? Do you play first person shooters?
I'm not really a racing game guy, but I kind of play all kinds of games, and I love RPGs too. Just like I was like addicted to Fallout 3 for such a long time. So, all right. Thanks, guys. You guys.
All right. Take care.
All right.
See you, Mike, if that's right. your real name.
That is...
I hung up on him. That wasn't his real name, I think.
You were supposed to hang up on him after I said that. That
there's a little bit of delay between when I push the hang up button and the guy disappears.
Gotcha.
If you know what I mean.
We were supposed to say Valkyria Chronicles, but isn't that on the Xbox also?
No.
Or am I making that up? No, it's not?
No.
That's
some
other...
shows what I know.
Right.
They're all the same to me.
Yeah. All right. Let's take some more calls. I have some other special guests lined up. Let's take some more unspecial calls. Who's this from area code 408? You're on the air.
Is this GPD?
No, that's you, Wombat. I'm pretty sure.
Sure.
All right. Well, we don't have time for this nonsense. 408. Going.
Hang up.
Going.
Yeah. Hang up. Let's go next.
Next caller. All right, this is someone from area code 607.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Stump Freak from Xbox Live and from CAG. Been a long-time fan, and I picked up a 360 Elite right when the price drop hit, and I've been trying to build up a library with it, and I was wondering... with the GameStop buy two get one free deals that are going on right now, I just last night ordered Gears of War 1 and both Condemned games for $20, and I was wondering if y'all had any suggestions for older games to kind of fill out my library a little bit. I'm not a big fan of sports games. I'm not a big fan of realistic racing games. I do enjoy Burnout and things like that, but just wondering what y'all's recommendations might be.
I would say Crackdown comes to mind pretty immediately.
Crackdown, Oblivion.
Okay.
Yeah. Dead Space isn't that old, but you can get that pretty cheap now. I'd go with Dead Space.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I've actually got Dead Space sitting in there from GameFly right now, so. See if I can check that out, too.
Oh gosh, there's so many.
It's a lot. I mean, look, just go to Metacritic and click on Xbox 360 and sort all the games by their review score, and you'll see a lot of them.
Okay.
But,
very good. I'll give that a shot.
That's a good way to do it. But Crackdown should be... I can't imagine how cheap Crackdown must be at this point. They probably give it to you for free,
okay.
Basically.
Yeah. I'll check that out.
Okay.
And one more thing, CPD. I had a daughter just before Ty was born, and I'll tell you, I know y'all hated it, but Wii Music is one of the best things you can do with your child if you want to get them started in gaming. She'll flail on that damn remote, and she loves it to death.
Can I play it without plugging in my Wii?
Good question. if you wanted to give that a shot, that's something you can definitely have a little fun with him.
Right. I'll think about that. That's a good suggestion. Wombat, you can pull, do that as well.
I could do that as well.
And Shipwreck,
yeah.
If you revert to baby form, you can do that.
But
if it gave me achievements, I'd play it.
Are there any dinosaurs in that game that you can shoot?
Oh, dude, I wish.
Nice. See? Everybody wants dinosaurs.
Who doesn't?
Oh, no. All right, guys. Thanks a bunch. I really appreciate it. Y'all have a good night and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Same to you.
You too.
Wow. So that's so should we continue to take calls? I mean, like, what do you guys want to talk about? Should we just take, or should I get some special guests ready?
I want to talk about more about you.
Me?
How do you feel?
Well, who's talking about me? Nobody's talking about me. Are they?
Sure. Everyone's talking about you.
Jerk.
I am a jerk.
Just a jerk. All right, we'll take some more calls. Let's see. This will be the call-in show. Who's this?
Is this what you're like in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Everything's going right over your head.
Right. I'm just too busy masturbating furiously to really pay attention to anything else. Who's this? This is somebody from Skype or something. Somebody whose phone number is all ones.
Yeah. Hey.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I was wondering, I've been reading some rumors about Left 4 Dead coming free with the 360s from Amazon. Is that true?
I don't even know. Your shit just went crazy. What did you say?
I heard you too. There was like a demon in your Skype.
Anyway, Left 4 Dead 2, there's rumors coming around that it's going to be bundled for free with the purchase of an Xbox 360 on Amazon. Is that true?
How do people have any rumors? There's no, I mean, I don't understand. You mean, you're talking about like for a Black Friday deal?
Yeah. Like, that's what, I just was reading it on a site while I was searching for deals, and I didn't know if you had heard about that being true or not.
Well, there is.
Shipwreck can confirm that.
Shipwreck can confirm. Here's the deal. Like,
hello, people. This is Jeffrey Mizrahi.
What?
Yeah. Huh?
What was that?
What? No.
What was
nothing.
That?
This is Media Junkie. Hey, everyone in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Right. What is that?
Subscribe to Media Junkie 92 at YouTube. Media Junkie 92.
Yes. All right. So you just made that up so you could plug a YouTube channel?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you could have asked us.
I would have plugged a YouTube channel anyway.
Oh.
But now I'm going to hang up on you. Ta-da.
All
right, now I have a special guest who's on standby to call in. Now I can we could play mystery guest if you want to do that.
Sure, let's play mystery guest.
Here's the thing, Shipwreck already knows who it is.
I can get this right then.
You're gonna get it right.
Can I win one of the valuable prizes in the cabinet behind me?
And I have to get him in through Skype. So if Wombat, if you look at your Skype thing, it's going to have his name on there. But you may not know who he is anyway. Wombat may not know who it is.
I may not know anyway, so it could be.
Maybe
even
you
more...
want to minimize your Skype little Skype window. With
it's not even open.
Okay, beautiful. All right, let's see. Let me first of all, I don't even know if this is going to work because I have to do this. I have to do this via Skype, and it, you know. Oh no. Okay, I think it's working.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Okay, so we're playing mystery. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a caller. Shipwreck, you have some valuable prizes that we can give away if the caller gets the mystery guest. So let me hold on, mystery guest. I'm going to pick up a call right here. Who's somebody from area code 818? You're on the air.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
All right, who's this?
It's Stud Biscuit from the website.
Okay. So we're going to play Mystery Caller right now, and you can use the chat, rely upon the chat room for help as well. So you can ask this Mystery Caller, and Wombat can play along too. Maybe you and Wombat will alternate. Ask the Mystery Caller yes and no yes and no questions, and he will answer you, and the first person to guess it wins a prize.
Ba 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 ba.
Okay, you can go first, the caller.
All right, let's see. Do you have anything to do with gaming?
Yes.
Do you help run a website?
Goes now. No, hold on. Now Wombat.
Okay.
Are you affiliated with a video game website?
No.
I would say, here, that's a tough one, but you sort of are in a way.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely used to be. And now he only sort of kind of is, but not really. Is that fair, mystery guest?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead, caller.
Do you prefer PS3 or Xbox 360?
That's not a yes or no question.
It's a... do you like Xbox 360?
That's a great question.
Yes.
Wombat?
All right.
Are you a game journalist?
No.
Do you know anywhere to get any good deals for
Come on, stop it. And wait, but to answer Wombat's question, maybe not anymore would be a more accurate answer, right?
That's true, yeah.
Okay.
If I can branch out from the yes or no.
Yeah, you can.
Confines.
All day. It will be here all day otherwise.
Then yes. Can I ask real quick, what is the prize that whoever is getting for, do you know?
Shipwreck has
it'll
a lot
be
of junk, probably.
Yeah, I got a lot of junk here. How about a Fairy Tale Fights t-shirt? those are hot, right?
Oh, man.
Dude, I'm all over that shit.
Even if you lose,
yeah.
You win.
Hey, are you the Dos Equis guy from commercials? The most interesting man in the world?
Right. See, this guy, no one in the chat room is getting it, huh?
People
in the chat
room. Mark McDonald.
What?
They got it.
How did they get that?
Because people in the chat room recognized your voice. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
Everyone remembers how great you were in the Doobie Brothers.
Fair
yeah.
enough.
The guys in the chat room want me to talk about Snuggies for some reason.
Yeah, we're going to hang up on you now. You don't win, because, I don't know, maybe you'll win, but I hung up on you. I don't think he really wanted the t-shirt. It was getting too many people online, so I had to get rid of him.
Yeah. Yeah, the
fair. So you're finding all your friends in Japan to call in, huh, GP?
Well, they're only people who are awake.
Seriously, what are people doing calling in from America? It's what time is it there? It's two or three in the morning.
Dude,
it is 1:47 a.m. in my living room.
Not
wow.
only that, but the show is maxed out. We can't get any more people in here. It's 500 people.
Good God.
Yes.
You just have such a following. You record whenever the hell you want. People will follow you.
People will follow me somehow.
Like Jesus, yes. Like a very tall, bald Jesus.
Bald Jesus, yeah.
Jesus was Jewish, you know.
But not bald.
That's what they tell me. That's what they tell me. Well, it's cool to be on finally. I'm a big fan of yours, your website, everything you guys do, as you know. But, yeah, long-time fan, first-time caller.
So I thought it would be cool to talk about. So everyone's a big fan of Mark McDonald, especially my programmer, super programmer John, was like very jealous that I got to meet you and occasionally have lunch with you and
right.
you know, shove hamburgers down our throats together.
Yeah.
But I think it would be cool to talk about what you're doing now, because a lot of people probably have no idea what you're up to.
Yeah. I kind of fell into it after I left. So for people who don't know, I used to work at EGM, and then I ran Game Videos, which is the video arm of 1UP.com. And I left about 2 years ago, almost exactly 2 years ago.
Around the same time as CJ and Phil and all them, right?
It was a little after CJ. I think CJ left about 2 years or so before me. But a lot of people, around the same time as a lot of people, Luke Smith and Dan Hsu left a little bit after me. John Davison left right before me. But yeah, around the time, a lot of people. And bounced around a little while, ended up here in Tokyo, like you mentioned. And now I work for a company called 8-4 Limited, and we translate video games. We translate video games from Japanese into English, or localize them, I guess, as you would say. And do little odds and ends here too. We consult with people. We help set up the Japanese speakers for GDC. Yada yada yada. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing these days.
Do you
have any examples of? Can you say any games that you guys worked on? Or
yeah. We just finished up White Knight Chronicles recently. We worked on Tekken. We did a little on, not all of it. Let's see, we did Star Ocean. I'm trying to keep the ones that were that are not announced separately from the ones that are. But Soul Calibur, we did a little bit on Makeup Artist, Imagine Games, Makeup Artist, which I know, Cheapy, you're a big fan of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
So it's not all glamorous. People think they get a job like this, it's going to be a lot of fun because they're going to get to see these games before anybody else, and they're going to, you know, work on the games. But
I can imagine translating 900 pages worth of dialogue from one language to another being not so much fun.
Are you saying that Imagine Makeup Artist is not glamorous working on that game? I don't understand. I mean,
that sounds like it's all about glamour.
Exactly, right?
Glamorous title.
That's what got me into this, you know, the lure of that. No, completely true. I mean, like game writing, like what you guys do, like probably what anybody does in the game industry. It's got its, you know, it's basically I work with Excel files, you know, 90% of the time, and it's just a lot of editing and a lot of like comma battles and like, you know, how do you say, you know, shoop-de-doo, like how are you going to actually spell that, you know, consistently? And it's a lot of boring stuff, but you know, it is cool at the end of the day when you get a game back, or you're able to, you know, we try to stay accurate, faithful to the Japanese, of course, but there's sometimes when you want to add something or do something, when you're able to, you know, give characters a little something extra, like that's a lot of fun too. So yeah, it's got its downside, but overall, it's a pretty kick-ass gig, I have to say.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. I mean, your Japanese is good enough to do that, or do you?
Oh hell no!
You tighten up the English side of it. Is that
you know how good my Japanese?
I did. I don't really know because
oh really?
In Japanese.
that's true. I guess my ordering at Pakuchi Burger is so flawless.
Right.
A Pakuchi burger?
Pakuchi. Pakuch. It's a hamburger place.
Do you not talk about Pakuchi burger here?
Obsessed
with it.
He doesn't listen to me.
I see. Well, but yeah, no, my Japanese is not good enough to do it. I don't actually do the translating. I'm more of
You punch it up, right?
Overlord. Yeah, I punch it up. I assign stuff. I schedule stuff. And then I'm kind of like the final read. But we have a lot of awesome translators working for us, guys who worked at Square before, some guys who wrote at Nintendo actually. We got a lot of really good guys that work for us on like a contract basis, way better writers than I am, that do a lot of the main writing. So
cool.
Yeah,
well, I don't know, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I want to thank you for calling.
You're a very busy man, Cheapy.
I know you are. I mean, you guys, you and John and stuff, like, you don't, wait, how come you're not on Twitter? You have something against Twitter?
Okay, so I am on Twitter, and I have yet to tweet. I have not tweeted a single thing, because I'm really bad about, I don't have anything interesting to say. Like,
you have a lot of fans. I mean, look, you know Nick Sutner.
Yeah.
You know, people barely, you know, compared to you, he's nothing, and he has like 6,000 followers. Now, he has 6,000 followers. I can only imagine if you know, when you left one up,
right,
you'd be like, yo, follow me on Twitter, you'd have a whole army right now who would just do whatever you want.
It's true. You know, I kind of missed the boat on that. The problem is, though, I don't know if you deal with this too. I mean, you have to like feed that army, right? Or else they leave. Like, don't you have to be like, oh, shit, okay, I haven't, you know, tweeted anything. I haven't posted anything in like 2 hours. What am I doing here? What I gotta make up?
Yeah, if you want to be like Cheapy, just like post a photo of a cheeseburger once a week, and everything will be hunky dory.
No, actually,
that's the maximum effort he puts into anything.
Actually, I have a 13-year-old Filipino boy who does all my tweeting for me. I pay him $2 a week, and he does a great job.
Hairless, I think, as you...
Well, now he's hairless.
I see.
Can we call you Mr. Keepy-san?
No, I mean, I don't... You know what? I do it from the iPhone. It's really easy to do from the iPhone.
Right. But, I mean, you don't get, like, hey, why don't you talk about games or something like that?
No.
When you're posting about...
I take pictures of myself taking a shit. So, like,
okay.
I have, like, a picture. You'll see, like, my underwear around my ankles. That's,
I'm
like, that's a tweet
it.
Right there. That's, like,
okay.
One of my most popular tweets.
I'm starting to get it. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know if our fan – well, our fan base probably overlaps quite a bit, so maybe I'll start posting some of that scat stuff and steal away, you know, from this appearance, and then now I'll snowball that into some big shit pictures and maybe, like, a burger to see what I can do.
That sounds awesome.
You
want to tease your new project that you guys are doing that you sort of mentioned that you were doing on Over Burgers yesterday?
Oh, you know what? I don't think if you're talking about the one that I think you're talking about, I actually can't talk about that.
Okay.
I would love to. I don't know. They're weird about it for some reason.
But John tweeted about it.
I don't think so.
He did. Maybe we're not talking about the same thing.
He might have been playing the Japanese version of said.
No, we're not talking about a game. I'm not talking about a game.
Oh. Oh, well, no, what are you, what the
I'm
hell are you talking about?
About your podcast.
Yes, so yeah, definitely. So we've talked about it a couple times on a couple of the various 1UP podcasts, but we have been talking forever about getting a Japan gaming-focused podcast together. Just, and you know, a little more generally like life in Japan, but definitely gaming focused, mostly with guys here at 8-4, but Cheapy, we definitely want you involved as much as we can get you to come out. I know it's kind of an ordeal.
Well, I'm moving to your neck of the woods, so.
Oh, did you get a place?
No, we're looks like it's going to happen. We haven't started, we only started looking on the computer. But.
Oh, okay, well, right on. Well, that would be great. So yeah, so hopefully we can have you on as a regular. But basically, just to talk about, I mean, yeah, Japan is not what it used to be in terms of games, but you know, you still get the releases here before America, and we get to talk with designers and stuff like that. I mean, even just seeing them out socially here in a way that you don't see reflected too much in the media. I mean, you know, Ashcraft does a pretty good job. And Kotaku, and you know, there's a few guys, but basically
I do a great job.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't do anything. I don't even like Japanese games.
Your videos of ordering Pizza Hut are, you know, very informative.
Exactly.
But seriously, hopefully we can like fill an empty niche because Lord knows, you know, there's enough podcasts out there, already ones like yours that are super popular. So we want to do something a little bit different, but I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully that'll be happening maybe in the next month here. But
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling, Mark. That was very
yeah.
nice. Mark's one of my favorite people here in Tokyo. I don't know too many people.
Yeah, you only know three people.
I only know three,
yeah.
But he's right. He's in the top three. Definitely.
That's great.
Yeah.
I felt was feeling good about it until you qualified it in Tokyo and then added, and I know like three people.
No,
in
Mark.
Tokyo.
Mark is a lovely gentleman, and
thank you.
Whenever I see him, I'm always happy. Especially, you know, whenever I run into him.
You're about to eat a burger, usually.
Right.
You were really happy when you ran into him at E3, but I'm not sure if that was just because
really
of happy. Him. Yeah.
Yeah, you were happy when you ran into, you know, anybody at
right.
E3, but
exactly.
The wall at E3. But.
Exactly.
Well,
cool, thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
We're going to say goodbye.
Thanks. A lot of fun. Later.
See? Special guests.
That was something.
That was a special guest. People are
a nice guy.
Mark is awesome. He's really, I was joking, but he is really like a genuinely nice guy, smart guy, a pleasure.
A joy.
Well, we have 22 people on hold. So
take another call.
I guess we'll take another call. And we have more special guests, but here's somebody from area code 414. Who's this?
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
Who is this? I got to hang up on you because you got, you know, if you, I got a lot of shit to get to here, folks. If you're going to try to jerk me around.
I don't think anyone wants to jerk you around.
Right. Maybe. Okay. Well, we're going to go to the next call. Area code 803.
Hi.
Yeah.
This
one's
the only one before dawn.
Hello?
Well, right. We have like 59 minutes
left to get the call. This dude's on another phone call right now. Hello? Area code 803?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, yeah, this is Corey.
Corey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what can we do for you today, Corey?
Yeah, I was asking, you know how you got Modern Warfare 2 Night on the PS3?
What, do I have
yes.
it?
Well,
Tag
has
a Modern Warfare 2
Night. On the 360?
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, we should
also,
do one.
I had this odd thing with my 360, too, that I wanted to ask about if anyone else has had it.
Does it involve three red lights? Because it's not that odd.
No, it did red.
If you pee on it, it'll be fine.
No, the 360, it went red ring, and then I turned it off and turned it back on, and then it worked fine again. And it did that twice or something.
Yeah, eventually it's going to break and not turn back on again.
Yeah, that'd be my luck.
No, that's pretty much your fact. There's no luck involved with that. That is a dead 360. Nail that back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can wait till it breaks, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. I also have PS3, too, so...
Right. All right. Well, thanks for your call.
All right.
That's for you.
That was lovely.
That was a fart. I mean,
you're classy. Who's next?
Who's next?
Next. Come on. Keep it rolling.
Okay.
Come on.
Hold on.
No one wants to hear you. Come on. Who's next? What's the area code?
Caller, you're on the air.
What's your area code?
603. You're on
the
air.
Oh, it's my turn.
Who's this?
This is Jim.
Wait, what's up with your phone?
What do you mean, what's up with my phone?
Oh, there it goes. Okay. It's a little bad. Sorry. This is world-famous Jimmy Mack from such television shows as Hell's Kitchen and last year's Black Friday Super Show of Savings yelling at Wombat.
That's true. Yeah. Everybody remembers that. Somebody posted on the boards that they wanted to see me get put in my place. So we got an hour. Let's see if we can do that.
Well, I thought...
Somebody can put me in my place.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm too tired, and I have a kid now, so I'm not fighting with anyone.
Even on your best day.
But
I've been yelled at on national TV. I really can't get faded, you know?
I would imagine so. I still don't know who won Hell's Kitchen, because I stopped watching as soon as they booted you.
The one-armed guy.
Yeah, the guy.
Oh, I thought it was Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, I knew that guy was going to win, because he... Stupid, like, persevered with his fucked up hand. That's weak.
Yeah, there was a lot of shit that went on that, you just knew that they were building a storyline to go a certain way. And you know, you had Kevin and him, and you had Tennille that was bad, and then she got, like, better. And then you had Robert, who, like, kind of got rechristened into the show, which we had no idea. Season 5 hadn't aired yet, and, like, when they brought him into the kitchen, we were like, who the fuck is this fat motherfucker? Like, and he was like, I did season 5. I had to go home because I fucking damn near had a heart attack and died. And I'm like, well, there goes my chances. Like, there's no way this guy's going home next week, you know? They didn't bring this guy all the way back to fucking leave soon.
Did you ever consider, like, maybe putting your hand in a blender or something like that to try to, like, make your character more interesting for the show?
No, fuck that. I refuse to fucking do any of that shit. Like,
you were actually nice on the show. That's probably why you got kicked off, is because you were too nice.
Well, that is, I mean, you're fucking with my real life. Like, if I come on here and mess with you guys and mess on the message boards, like, who gives a shit about that? But, like, this is, like, my video resume, you know what I mean? Like, this is my whole life that I'm putting out there in front of people, and being the Jimmy Mack character is not going to get me far. You know what I mean? People go, I remember you. And, like, all they would be doing is the whole world would be waiting to see me get the rug pulled out from underneath me, which would happen. Nobody wants to see the bad guy win. And the bad guy would never win that show. So being the bad guy wouldn't get me anywhere.
Wasn't there a guy from New York, and he got thrown off, I think, maybe in, like, the first or second week, maybe, because he wanted to fight Gordon Ramsay in the parking lot or something.
Yeah.
Joseph was from Long Island. Yeah, he's fucked. Like,
that's the weird thing, because he kept saying, the funny thing was, like, they interviewed him after that, and he's like, I don't care, I can get a job anywhere after this. I'm like, dude, you just threatened a superstar to a fist fight.
Right.
On national television. No one's going to fucking hire you.
Right. I mean, the only thing he had going for him was we filmed the show, like, in January, and it didn't air until July, so he had, like, that 7-8 month 8-month cushion to really get solidified in a place before they saw him act out like that on TV. But he was telling us before, we were in the kitchen before we go down, in the kitchen in the dorms, like before they bring us downstairs to do that lineup. And he was like, they better not fucking call on me to ask who I'm putting up because I'm not selling anybody out like that. And I'm like, he's pretty much guaranteed that they're gonna now. They can hear us, dude. And he's like, yeah, but fuck that. He's like, they're men. They can stand up. He's like, you motherfuckers know. You fucking, they ask me, you stand up and tell them. And we're all like, that's not how the show works, dude. The show is he picks somebody. You tell him why and when and where and how and. That's how it goes. And he's like, fuck that. I ain't doing all that. I'm like, well, at least I know they're not calling on me. You know?
Right. That's awesome. And then challenge the chef to a fight. That'll go over really
Dude,
well.
That went on for so long. Like, they only showed a small piece of that. Like, that was really like 7-8 minutes long. Which is a long time when you've been working all day and you just want to take a shower. And you're just standing there and you're like, oh my god, is this really happening right now? I'm like, this isn't good. You know
he's gonna get booted anyway, so.
Right. No, I think that's what it was. I think he didn't like being there. Like they put you through all these tests and they make you do all this personality things and everything, and I think he gave him the yeah bullshit about like, yeah, I could do this and yeah, I no problem. But when he got there, he really didn't like the cameras being on us and stuff. Like when you're outside and we're sitting on that table, like near the hot tub and you can hear the RoboCams like turning and focusing on you, like he would totally lose his train of thought and be like, why are these cameras always fucking looking at us? I'm like, 'cause we're on a TV show, dude. That's why the cameras are looking.
Nice. Well, it sounds like it was a good experience anyway for you. I mean, has anything come of it? Like, I mean,
what, like a sneaker deal or a record album?
Or like a chef hat deal? Jimmy G?
I get a bunch of offers and like I'm able to work at a bunch of different places and do shit. Like next weekend, the Fat Guy Roberts reopening a restaurant in Maryland, Solomon Island. Place is called Catamarans. Feel free to stop by next week. Whole bunch of us are going to be down there. Stuff like that. Like, I try to keep all the didn't know me before away from me because they just want to kind of use the fame to, you know, hey, you want to come work here and we'll get these posters made up and we'll do. Like, I don't want that. Like that. I don't want to be Jim from Hell's Kitchen for the rest of my life. But right. Robert does, which is fine by me, because if he needs me to stop by and be Jim from Hell's Kitchen for a little while, like, I'll do that to hang out.
Well, the rest of Robert's life is going to be about 2 years, I think.
Dude, you got to stop, man. I fucking tell him that.
He's fucking 400 pounds. Easy.
Yeah, we got the joke. Thanks for the explanation, though. I appreciate it.
Dude, don't make me come over there. Don't make me send Jimmy over there.
He was supposed to get the band around his stomach and shit. And he was supposed to do that between seasons 5 and 6. And, like, he was halfway, like, through the program. They have to get you on a bunch of pills before you do stuff like that and, like, watch your diet and, like, get you on, like, these vitamins and all this stuff. And then they called him back to tell him to, like, come up and be, like, back on the show. So he didn't finish with it. And then now when he gets out, now he's on 2 seasons back-to-back. So right. He just totally let it go, and he's even bigger now.
Shit. Man, your phone is... I'm having a hard time hearing you. Your phone is, like, all crazy.
I'm in Brooklyn. What do you want me to do?
Oh, are you with Tech right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I came down this morning. You saw my picture on Facebook. We had Thanksgiving dinner at...
That's right. That's right.
Grand Szechuan right there in Chinatown, right where the Fung Wah bus gets off.
Nice. Nice.
Little Thanksgiving hot pot.
Nice. Cool. Nice. Well, I don't know. I mean, what else? I might have to take some other calls here because I got 22 people on hold and only, like, a little bit of time left.
You can put me on hold. You can
leave
put
you on
me
hold.
In the room. You
yeah,
don't have
I mean,
to put me on hold. Just leave me in the room and pick up another call. I know how this shit works.
No, but it gets shitty the more people I have online. That's why it's already sounding shit. Hold on. Let me... I can't even find you. This list is so long. All right, I'm going to put you on hold here. Hold on.
Fucking
Fucking what?
I got comments to say. You better not fucking.
Wait, why? What do you want to say? What do you want
to
say?
I don't know. We want to see what these other knuckleheads that call in and have to say. I mean, who are these people waiting outside of CVS trying to save 32 cents on a case of envelopes?
No, nobody's waiting online. Who's this? Carry code 734. Not here.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
My name's Luke.
No, see, I gotta hang up on you, Jim, because your shit's. I can't hear people now.
Fine.
Sorry, dude.
I'd make excuses if I was you too.
All right, dude. I'll catch you later. Thanks for calling.
Right. No problem. Later.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who is this calling in?
This is Luke.
See, it's everybody. I don't know
it's
what.
It's Luke.
What's
you
up,
guys,
Luke?
Do you guys hear the callers? Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, I can understand them.
It sounds like fucking RoboCop, but bad.
All right, well,
what's up?
I got a question for you.
What's
would,
better?
Do you prefer Call of Duty 4 or the new game that won, Modern Warfare 2?
Oh, Modern Warfare 2 is definitely better.
I don't know. I think the online play is really slow.
Slow?
Yeah, like everyone camps, and it's really hard to kill everyone who's camping.
Well, maybe because the maps are so big and there's so many places to hide, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe they sort of did that.
Derail is way too big.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it. I like it. I think the single player is definitely, even though the story wasn't great in the first one either.
I loved it.
Yeah, all right. Well, all right. So you like the first one better?
Yep.
Okay. Well, all right. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Catch you later.
All right, you too.
That was riveting.
That was controversial.
Put on another caller. Let's keep this rolling.
Okay, we're rolling. area code 405. You're on the air.
Hey.
405?
Yeah, you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
My name's Alex. Calling from Norman, Oklahoma.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Well, I've got a bit of a situation here. My Xbox just red-ringed on me yesterday.
I told you, you just got to pee on it.
Yeah, I'm looking at buying a new one, looking at these Black Friday deals, but I don't need, like, all the bells and whistles on the Elite system and the bundles. Just something good and cheap that'll last me for a while.
Dude, Amazon just had a deal. They had the arcade, and they were throwing in the Guitar Hero World Tour band kit for free if you bought an arcade. That was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, but 2 days ago I didn't need it.
By the way, but I don't think I mentioned this. My Japanese 360 red ringed again for the second time 2 days ago. Or maybe it was 3 days ago. So, but I still have my American system. But, yeah. So, yeah, they suck. What can you do? I mean, yeah. Just make sure you get Jasper. You want to get the Jasper. If you Google it, they'll tell you how to make sure you get one before you buy it. There's a way to do that. It's like the voltage of the power supply or something.
Yeah, it's 1A.
Yeah, so make sure you do that. Look on Amazon. Look, 3 a.m. Eastern time today, Amazon might have a deal.
Check
it out. I mean, we'll have it all up on CAG.
Yeah, 45 minutes to wait, so
yeah,
I think
not
you make it
time.
Another 45 minutes.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, later.
Later.
Oh, my God, there's so many people on hold here. I'm rolling.
Come on, what is this? Who's on the phone?
951 area code, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, GP, it's Rutiger.
Rutiger, what can we
Los
do?
Los Angeles.
Yes.
Nothing, man. I just wanted to say, like the show, man, that you guys do a good job. My offer still stands, by the way. I'm the conductor in Los Angeles. You ever bring Ty down here, man, I'll show him around.
You drive the Metro or whatever they call it there?
No, Amtrak.
Amtrak? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to have just strangers come into the cockpit with you?
Hell no. That's why I said my name is Rutiger and not my real name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right, well,
you ever in town, man, hit me up.
I'll be there for E3, but I'm not bringing Ty there. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, one of these days.
You get good weed or what?
Yeah, drug test, man.
Oh, sorry.
He drives a train.
Look, I played Railfan. It's not that hard, right? There's a lever. For fast.
He drives for a living. No drugs.
Yeah.
No drugs.
Yeah, it's all WASD. You know, it's not hard.
It's all what?
But WASD, WASD.
Oh. Oh, right. Right. Got it.
Anyway,
okay,
here's
my
question.
Yeah.
Here's my question. All these good games coming out this season here, is there any games that you've got on your list that you just have been totally neglecting? Like, I bought Modern Warfare 2. I haven't even touched a multiplayer.
I mean, not really. I'm trying to think if I bought anything that I didn't really play. No, I pretty much try to play it a lot, mostly just so, you know, I could talk about it on the show. So I really make sure I play it. I don't buy stuff. I don't really buy stuff that I don't think I'm going to play. Like, Because I can't get shit like as cheap as you guys can get it there. You know, I can't take advantage of most of the CAG deals, so my backlog is not very high.
My backlog is tremendously awful, but I really want to get back to Borderlands. If I go back to any game, it's going to be Borderlands. I'm thinking maybe Modern Warfare 2 I know is a short story, so I'll probably finish that, and then I'll probably finish up Assassin's Creed 2, and then go back to Borderlands.
Yeah, I haven't even touched Uncharted 2 yet or Dragon Age, and that one just scares me.
Dragon Age is a 2010 game. It has to be at this point.
It's like 60 hours, right?
It's longer than that. It's like a bajillion hours.
A bajillion, that's a lot.
It's a lot, I know, and they have DLC.
Right.
It's like a bajillion and a half hours.
Right. Yeah, I just feel like I need to get through it. That way when we do our end-of-the-year awards, I've at least played it.
Well, you played a lot of it.
Oh, Dragon Age?
I thought you said Borderlands.
Oh, I've beaten Borderlands.
Yes.
That one's done.
Yes.
Well, Borderlands is the reason I haven't finished or haven't started the multiplayer on Modern Warfare 2. I finished a single player and went straight into split-screen Borderlands with my brother, and I haven't been back to Modern Warfare since.
Yeah, Borderlands is a lot of fun.
All right, well, anything else, or shall we say farewell?
That's it. Half an hour till it's over, right?
Yeah, something like that. All right, man, thanks for the call.
Good night.
Ron Workman is sending messages in chat asking if we want to call Morgan Webb or Adam Sessler to prank them.
The answer would be probably.
Because I can dial out people from here.
So go for it. Dial them out.
What are we going to say?
I don't know.
I'm not good at prank phone calls anymore.
And ask them if their refrigerator's running.
You can do it.
Dial. We'll see what happens.
But now Ron's telling me not to do it. because I said his name. I wasn't supposed to say his name. He was only kidding, and I don't have their phone numbers anyway, so it doesn't matter.
But is this Morgan Webb?
Yeah. Now Ron says, "Don't say it came from me." Ron, do you want it? Ron, how come? I thought you were going to call in and tell us about the history of Black Friday. What happened there? All right, we'll take some more phone calls while we wait for Ron. Here's area code 215. You're on the air.
TB.
Yes.
Hello. Hey,
who's
I
this?
Want to give you a success story. This is Mighty Horse.
Mighty
CAG
Horse.
Success story, yeah, man.
I love CAG success stories.
I bought the arcade 360 to replace my original Xbox 360 that was just old and it was out of warranty. And I got the Walmart deal, and I had originally purchased the Amazon one during the Lightning deals where it was given a $100 gift certificate.
Yep.
And I actually canceled it because I found out I didn't get in on the Lightning deal.
Right.
So everything was all good, and I had a buyer for my older Xbox, and he bought that, and I wound up getting my Xbox and having an extra $50 in my pocket or $100. And then a couple days after that, Amazon sent me an email saying, "Oh, we noticed you canceled during the Lightning deals. Would you like to still get this deal?" So it was such a good deal, another $100 gift card. I wound up buying it, and then someone asked earlier about motivation for going out on Black Friday to the Toys R Us. I went there with my neighbor because, you know, she's a woman. She didn't want to go alone. We're near Philadelphia. And
we got there and the line was like stretched out the door, but we wanted to go in and check out what was going on. So we went in and I ran into somebody I knew and I wound up selling the other Xbox.
To somebody online?
Yeah. They had
a ticket. You brought the Xbox with you?
No. You know.
Oh, you said you
knew
somebody?
I knew somebody up there. There was people up there that I knew, you know. So I wound up selling it.
So here's the real question, though. Are you sleeping with your female neighbor?
No.
Well, then hang up on the guy. Who cares?
Yeah, this story's not that exciting. This is not much of a success story. Only success story means you banged your neighbor.
All right, I banged my neighbor, and it was hot.
Right. Okay, tell me. What was she wearing?
Huh?
What was she wearing?
Thongs, dude. Thongs, all thongs.
Oh. Was she wearing an Xbox box?
No, actually.
Did you pick on her?
She had her bush shaved in the shape of a controller. It was great.
Nice. That's so hot. Like a red ring.
Oh. There was a
By the way, someone in the chat room said, if we took phone calls from everybody who's had an Xbox red ring, the show would be, you know, would never end. But that's
at least I didn't ask you which we like better. My dick or my balls?
What?
Soup.
Did you just tell me to lick his balls?
I think so.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, you know, he's not getting any from his neighbor. He has to get it from someone. Might as well
get his balls licked somehow. Shit. All right, here's somebody from area code 314.
Hey, Cheapy, Wombat, Shipwreck. This is the MSU Hitman from CAG and Check the Arcade.
Yeah. What's up, man?
How's it going? Pretty good, pretty good. I had a question for you, a Michael Pachter type question for you that I just wanted to get your opinion on. When we get to the summer of 2010, say like June, July, which of these games from the first quarter of 2010 are we going to look back and say, well, that was smart that they pushed it back to 2010, and which ones are we going to look back to and say, this was just failed?
Are you going to give me a list of games?
Well, like...
Yeah,
like
we need a list.
Okay, Army of Two sequel, 40th Day, whatever.
The first one did well, so I think...
And you have to ask me that question in a week.
Yeah,
what happens in a week?
The trip.
I'm going to be in Montreal playing it.
Oh, I forgot. Hey, dude, relax.
You're such a douche face.
It's 2:20 in the morning. Everybody's a douche face.
That's true.
It's 4:20 in the afternoon.
If you're gonna say it's just afternoon.
Yeah, that was a good call. Okay, what else?
I guess Bayonetta.
Bayonetta is not gonna matter. Nobody's gonna buy that.
Yeah, nobody's gonna buy it.
I don't think that game has a snowball's chance. I think Dark Void has a chance. As I stare at my Dark Void statue, which is really awesome. Did you get yours yet, by the way, Shipwreck? Did they send those to you?
No.
Okay, they're supposed to come to you for the Child's Play raffle. So.
Right. Yeah, yes. Dark Void looks good. I think that one will sell okay.
Hopefully Mass Effect 2.
Oh, I got confirmation.
Oh, that'll sell like crazy. Mass Effect 2 is going to sell well.
Malta Meal is going to donate some bags of cereal for Child's Play as well.
What?
It's awesome.
No, that's good.
That's a good prize.
Yeah. Yeah.
HN pointed out that Bayonetta imports were selling out online, but of course... You know, those are like the hardcore people who are buying it, and there's only so many hardcore people, and it's not like these retailers have a ton of copies of them anyway. It's not going to do well.
Yeah, that I agree with that 100%.
And Ron Workman is telling me in chat that the latest build of Dark. Maybe I'm not supposed to say his name. Am I allowed to say your name? Well, too bad. Don't send me messages if you don't want me to say it. He says
the latest build
of Dark Void isn't good. He said it looks great, but it's mad best. And Mass Effect 2 is solid. Yeah, Mass Effect 2 is awesome. I can't wait for that.
Mass Effect.
That's
that
the top of my list. Top of my list.
Yeah, that game is probably going to be phenomenal.
What about BioShock 2 and Splinter Cell getting into February? Because those
both of those are
going to
sell like crazy.
You think? Because there's so much stuff coming out between that and between Mass Effect 2 and what's coming out in March, that I just had to make a choice, and I'm not going to get Splinter Cell or BioShock 2 until way later. I just had to make a choice because there's going to be like three games I want in March: MLB The Show, Final Fantasy 13, and God of War.
Yeah,
I think BioShock 2. I mean, a lot of people, I think, at this point know that it's not made by the same people who made the first one. I don't know how interested people are in BioShock multiplayer. I don't know if that game has the legs that 2K probably thinks it has. So, yeah, that could be the game we talk about over the summer. That could be your
failure.
I think
it's going to sell like crazy. Yeah. I think it's going to sell really well. Yep.
I don't know. I think it'll sell well first week, but I don't think it's going to have... I don't know. I guess it's all relative. What's well? Is it a million seller?
BioShock?
Yeah, is it? I'm saying BioShock 2. Is it a million seller? Is it a 7 million seller?
I don't know. Who cares? It'll pay for itself.
Yes, probably. But I don't think that game costs much to make.
All right, let's take some more calls, because still a shitload of people on hold here. Thanks for the call, MSU Hitman.
Yeah, no problem. And just a heads up real quick, anybody wanting to match ads, just take the ad into Walmart. They'll price match anything. So, like, you know, if you're wanting the Rock Band Unplug you guys talked about, forget going to Target. Just take the ad into Walmart, and Walmart will price match it. I did, like, 3 or 4 ads last year between all the different stores at Walmart.
But you still have to go on Friday, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, if you're...
Going in the afternoon?
Not worth going to... If you're, you know, Target, that's the one deal Target has. Well, forget going there. Just go to Walmart if you're going there, because Walmart has the best deals, and Best Buy won't price match Black Friday, so...
Right. Okay, man. Thanks
right.
for the
My
tip.
Target's in the same parking lot, so...
You can check them both out.
I can check them both, yes.
Which is going to be more annoying. All right, let's see. Here's area code 347. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Oh, this is Lee.
Lee, what can we do for you?
My question was really about the PSP Go. Is it really worth it, the money, for how much it really costs? I think how much is it?
Let's let Shipwreck answer this. He's the expert.
All right.
It's $250, I believe, and no, not worth that. Whatever the cost of it is, it's not worth that.
Well, no. Well, what if the cost? What at what point does it become worth it? What cost?
I don't know. $150, maybe. I don't. You can't play games on it. You have to download games that are more expensive than the UMD versions.
Yeah, I understand that, but, like, I want to play, like, international games. Say I wanted to play a PSP game from Japan, but I bought the American version. I can't download Japan games.
I would,
as far as I know, yeah.
I mean, the way the DS does it is that the, in terms of their online store, is that the DS, the Japanese DS I will only connect to the Japanese store. You know, just like the Wii's and stuff. So I would imagine they do it similarly.
Pretty much it. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I'm a big fan.
Sure.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Excellent.
You know what's awesome? I can't believe how many female callers we've had on this show.
Dude, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
And just, yeah, it's still kind of funny. Like, it's all dudes.
Right, it's all dudes. Wait, where's... Okay, here's somebody from 412 area code. You're on the air.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey, what's up? How are you guys doing? This is longtime CAG, Rye Witeska.
Yeah,
hey,
how you
going?
Hey, how's it going?
Real good, real good. I know I used to play on Live with Cheapy a lot. Wombat, yeah. I saw you suck at Halo 2 for a couple of times.
I still watch your Halo 2 videos fairly frequently.
Really?
I have them. I actually have them both saved on my PS3 hard drive, so
yeah,
I fire them up every so often. Those were awesome.
You mentioned that. Jimmy Mack Facebooked me probably 2 or 3 weeks ago because I had him help me out with a video I was making for a class one time. And he wanted a link to that too. And Jimmy, I know you were just on here a little bit ago, but I'll make sure to email that over to you once I can get your email or Facebook or whatever it is. Well, it kind of stinks that you guys picked my number, to be honest with you, because my laptop just died. I'm over at my girlfriend's house just looking to pass up, maybe wake up in the morning, get some deals. And, my laptop was about to die, and I figured, okay, well, I'll call up the number, and who knows, maybe I'll get on air, at least get something out of the show, right? Well,
right.
Apparently, whenever you're on hold, you can listen to the show. Do you guys
right.
know that? That's
yeah,
one
well,
of the coolest things I've ever seen.
You mean on your phone?
Oh, yeah. I've had my iPhone out. It's been on speaker for the past 45 minutes, just chilling here in bed. It's awesome.
Sweet.
Your girlfriend must love the fact that you've had your iPhone on speaker in bed.
I'll meet at her family's house for Thanksgiving because while you, I am.
Then her parents must be thrilled.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't be thrilled with that. So I'm in a separate room right now, and I'd love to talk to you a little bit about Pitt Wombat, but I do have a question for Cheapy here in a little bit. And I'm sorry, Shipwreck. I'm not a big Cincinnati fan, just being from the area.
That's all right. You have that terrible football team over there this year. So.
You know what? It happens. Hey, by the way, Shipwreck, are you a fan of the Cincinnati college team?
No, I went to University of Memphis. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, it's
impossible.
Yeah, I'm a student at Texas Christian, so I'm rooting for Pitt to beat the hell out of them. So in a week or two, but anyway, to get to my point now, Cheapy, I realize you make a little bit of money off this website, right? And with a weekend like the weekend we're having right now with Black Friday, huge deals, you got 500 people online. Seriously, how much are you thinking of banking off of this one single night and everyone at 3 a.m. going on Amazon.com and checking that out?
You think I'm really going to answer that question?
Okay, well, can you give us a ballpark figure? I know it's a very ambiguous thing, and hey, I mean, Cheap House Gamer does some great stuff, so anything you get out of the side pocket is awesome. Because, I mean, look at this Child's Play thing. You're looking to raise $40,000 for a great cause. And, I mean, I think you're going to reach that even in this down economy. So even if you're doing such a great thing for everyone else, if you're just by singly having the website, I think you're giving everyone a benefit along with giving back along the process. So,
right. Well,
do you have
you
a
know,
ballpark range of the
– I yeah, of course I do, but I don't think it's appropriate for me to mention it. My
all
dad
right.
is would my dad would yell at me a lot.
Did you ever watch DuckTales?
I haven't watched DuckTales, but I did play it on the NES back in the day.
Okay, you know the money vaults that Scrooge McDuck has?
One of them.
Cheapy gets one of those every Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yep. In fact, Amazon pays in gold coins.
I'm sure they just like every 20 minutes you make that what Wombat does in that game, right?
I don't know what you said. You broke up there, but
it's a reference to earlier in the show.
All right.
Hey, well, regardless then, kind of stinks because I don't know if I'll be able to listen to the show anymore. But
okay.
As I talk to you guys,
okay, take care.
Deals on Black Friday.
Make more videos. We like your videos. I like your videos a lot. I don't like you. I don't like when you ask me how much money I make on Black Friday. But yeah, so, I don't know. What am I supposed to say? Can't answer that. Where'd Ron go? I had Ron. Okay, here's Ron. Ron.
Hey, lady.
Lady.
Hey, lady.
That's you. Oh, that's me. Wait. I'm,
hey, lady. Hey, doctor.
Hey, yeah, Wombat. I heard something you said about me. Thank you very much.
What'd I say about you?
Something about your homosexual friend in the industry.
You mentioned everybody that I knew, basically.
I've got
one by one.
Lady.
Right.
I did say that.
Ron's bi, first of all. Everybody knows that.
That's true. Then I apologize.
Boy, do I.
I'm an omnisaur. Now, wouldn't that be awesome? It's just like, all right, I'll fuck anything, whatever.
that would be.
Trust
hey,
me,
look,
I would love it.
Yeah, it doubles your chances, doubles your opportunities.
I work with people like that.
So,
I'm silly
for people
not
who
to jump on that.
For people who don't know Ron, this is Ron Workman. Ron used to work with Destructoid, and he helped build Destructoid from just a simple gaming block.
Adult film site.
Originally. And now it's one of the one of the top gaming blogs out there. So Ron can take some credit for that, certainly. And now I have no idea what he does. Now he just pranks
adult
Morgan.
Film.
Adult film.
Pranks. Yeah, I prank Morgan Webb and Olivia Munn nightly.
Right. Oh, I like Olivia Munn. She's pretty.
You know,
pretty
she's
awesome.
Dating the guy from Star Trek now.
Which guy?
I don't know one of them. I don't know any of those people.
Well, Kirk.
Yeah, I think so.
The original Kirk.
No, the new Star Trek. Yeah, she's dating Spock. Leonard Nimoy, by the way.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's...
That would be so awesome.
He's got a big schlong, I heard.
Well, he's, he's Jewish.
Now, Wombat, you know what Twilight is, right?
I am familiar with Twilight, yes.
And Shipwreck, I'm assuming you're aware of Twilight.
They have that here.
Yeah, and so, there is no batshit insanity over the Twilight franchise in Japan?
I think it's coming out here. I heard something about it on the radio today when I was eating lunch, but I just heard, the only thing I understood was Twilight New Moon that they said during the broadcast.
But there are, like, lines of tweens and prepubescent whatever.
Well, not in my apartment, so I don't know.
Well, let me tell you guys something. On your Black Friday deals, one thing you're missing out on. There is a ultimate 2-DVD box set called Robsessed. Let me just read you a little bit of this. Now, this box set includes an all-access guide to the world's biggest, hottest new star, Robert Pattinson. Not to be confused with Robert Paulson, the bitch tits from Fight Club, by the way.
Right. This is the guy who plays the vampire in the movie?
Yeah. He was voted sexiest man on the planet by Heat Magazine, and we all know who Heat Magazine, I guess. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Arpad has a lifetime subscription.
Arpad's with a Z, as the press has affectionately named him, became an international heartthrob after starring as Edward Cullen in the chart-topping blockbuster Twilight. Now, Robsessed offers an exclusive insider's look into the world of Arpad's with a Z, following his path from a young schoolboy to his early modeling and acting jobs, all the way through to landing his dazzling role in the Twilight saga. You guys got to get this. We're missing out. We need a Twilight game where you just blow dudes.
Why are you reading this to us?
It's hot. It's on Amazon, man. It's Black Friday. And you know what? Does anybody know how Black Friday was created?
No.
Like, how many years have you guys done this now?
Well, the show, I think we've done maybe three is the third one? Or fourth one?
This is the third one I think I've been on Black Friday. So you've done at least three. But a lot of people don't really know. I mean, we're talking about games and all this stuff, and I realize that people don't know the history of Black Friday.
Okay.
So basically, in the United States, Black Friday is called Kwanzaa, and it's a week-long celebration held in the United States honoring African heritage and culture, marked by participants lighting a canara, similar to a menorah, a candle holder, and it's observed from December 26th to January 1st each year.
Wait, Ron?
This is Wikipedia, though.
Ron, I think you're getting confused between Black Friday and Black Christmas.
No. Kwanzaa is considered one of the primary holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Black Friday.
I think you're off on this one. I'm sorry.
Dude, Wikipedia, I'm looking at it right now.
I don't know, dude. I think you might have pushed the wrong button or something.
I think you're looking at the wrong site.
I think Kwanzaa means Black Friday. I'm pretty sure.
All right.
According to my friend Ryder, Bob, Kwanzaa is Black Friday. He wouldn't lie to me.
All right, dude. Well, I appreciate the history lesson, and I thank you for your call.
Well, hold on. I've got some questions for you.
Right.
I've got some serious video game questions.
All right. Hurry, because I got to get out of here, and I got to take a few more calls. So go ahead.
Okay. The Internet, according to Adrian, asked, with the 360 outliving its predecessor, which it more or less has, it definitely will, and the healthier PS3 NPD numbers, is this generation of consoles going to last longer than anticipated? Now, you all remember that Sony said the PS3 was going to have a 10-year lifespan, and it's definitely opening up looking longer than we probably originally predicted.
Right.
What do you think?
I think, well, look, I mean, the PS3 will definitely be around for, probably be supported for 10 years, but I'm sure they're going to have something, a new console come out, before 10 years are up.
You think so?
I think a lot of it has to do with the economy in this country as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of sucks, and I think it's a lot easier to have people support consoles they currently have and make money that way than to not make money by releasing new expensive consoles.
Got anything on this shipwreck?
It's going to last longer. I am pretty much asleep, but...
I'm with you. I think the economy's staggered. Like, the original outlook for the next Xbox is looking at 2011, 2012, and I think that's absolutely going to get pushed back. And,
yeah, I mean...
Honestly,
if we had a great economy right now, they'd be pushing out new systems for us to buy. I mean, they want us to buy new crap.
They can do it with handhelds for some reason. Handhelds seem to be bulletproof.
It's cheaper.
I don't know.
It's cheaper. All right, Ron. I'm gonna say goodbye. But I appreciate your call and educating us about
Thank you, gentlemen, and excellent show. I'm going back to my Call of Duties.
All right, have fun.
Hey, enjoy the bathroom.
Excellent. All right, let's take another call. Area code 631, you're on the air. 631?
Hey, fellas.
What type of Xbox do you have, and how did it break?
Believe it or not, I actually have a legitimate question. This is going to shock you, I know. It's probably more for Shipwreck, because he's the only one who plays no games. But
good.
Well, yeah. He hasn't gotten to talk much either.
I'm out of coffee.
What's that?
I'm out of coffee.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Uncharted 2. I want to check it out. Kind of don't know if I should, though. Haven't played the first one, but I really, really want to check it out. Joystick is boasting how great it is. And I believe it was you, Shipwreck, talked about how great it was. I know a few of you guys did. But just wondering if I should bother. Am I going to be completely lost? Is that where I should start from?
Well, I actually haven't played the whole thing yet. So
I'm the only one who finished it.
Yeah,
now I feel like a jackass. I'm sorry.
I finished it. It's awesome. I highly recommend it. You don't need to have played the first one. In fact, I would just say, just go right to the second one. It's a great game. It's probably the best game on the PS3.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Thank you for answering my question, guys.
You're welcome.
All right, take it.
Somebody photoshopped a Street Fighter fighting bars on the picture of my son and that other kid. Doing the sequel wrestling. Have you seen that?
That's funny. No. I'm sure it's very adorable.
I'm going to post it in the chat room right now. There it is. I don't know if people can see it because it's from Facebook, but yeah, it's pretty cute. They got his name wrong. All right, let's take some more calls here. Area code 773. You're on the air.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Frankie from Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
Chicago. What
can we do for you?
How you guys doing? I'm really a big fan of your show. Love you guys. Listen, I just got through reading the review from Joystick on Left 4 Dead 2. I know you guys plug each other on your shows, so I'm not going to ask you to agree with me or anything, but I personally disagree with the review wholeheartedly. I know that you, Shipwreck, played with them because Chris Grant mentioned it on the podcast, and I mean, everything about him saying it was too hard, it was too difficult, too frustrating. I mean, I don't know if it's because I played it on PC or something, but I felt perfectly fine with the game. I was really happy with the outcome of it. I just want to get you guys feedback on it, whoever or however many of you guys played it. So
this is all you, Shep.
All right. Yeah, I did play. I played with Chris and Justin and Griffin, all from Joystick, on this. And the fact of the matter is we were not having fun with it by the time it was done. So I read his review. It was a little bit harsher than what my review was, but they basically said around the same thing. And you got to remember that reviews are just their opinions. And Chris had a very strong opinion on it because I mean, truthfully, I never want to play that game again right now. Until they put out a patch or something for it, it does not interest me anymore.
PC at least, you know.
Well, I'm not a PC gamer.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No.
The thing that bothers me about it is that, I mean, if he's going to just go out on, I mean, because, I mean, I read it about twice, and it just seemed more like a rant, and My take on it is if the experience was that frustrating, why bother writing a review?
Well, that's his job.
Yeah, I mean he had a strong opinion on
it. This game is way too frustrating. I can't review this.
Well, he did play all the way through it. Yeah, I mean he played all the way through it, and the reason he was so harsh on it was because he liked the first one so much, and this does not feel like the first game. I mean, that's pretty much all there was to it.
I mean, he's going to write a review. You're perfectly in your right to disagree with somebody's review. It's a review is a subjective thing, right? So, you know, what's that saying? One man's shit sandwich is another man's Sunday or something? I might have messed that up.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's the one I was looking
at. Is that the one?
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean,
when I write a review, and if I don't like a game or I do like a game, it's just my feelings on it, and I'm perfectly okay if people don't agree with me.
I never agree with you.
I'm doubly okay with that.
You can kiss my ass. See, I'm already not agreeing with you.
Right. All right, well, does that answer your question? Maybe not satisfactorily, but that's what we got.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Take care. Oh, wait, I think he hung up already.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Good,
all right,
I hate that guy.
Right. Let's take another call here. Area code 661, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me, Chiefy Wombat Shipwreck?
Yeah, who's this?
Yes.
This is CAG200STM.
What can we do for you?
Hi, I just want to say I'm a fan of your guys' show. I'm a fan of CAG Foreplay and the Shipwrecks also, and I have a question for you CAGs.
Okay.
Since you guys have been talking about deals and stuff, I was wondering, what is one of the best deals that you guys gotten? Like, any memorable deals that you guys felt like was real awesome, or like, well, you couldn't believe you got this for that deal?
What was that?
Chip? What's the best deal? You got for a game on a game? Did you ever get any deals on games?
I don't know.
If you buy a game, what would the deal be?
I don't know. I bought a game for 1 cent once from Circuit City. It was the Clone Wars.
Was it a deal on a game?
It was a deal on a game.
You bought a game. Was there a deal? What was the best part of the deal game?
It was that it was a deal, I think. And a game at the same time.
Oh, mine, I got Resident Evil 2 at Blockbuster for 99 cents.
That's not... That's pretty good.
It's my voice, so I'm sorry about that.
No. Just lom that dick.
What?
Hey, as long as I got to throw in the last two, it's one of my personal favorite podcast hosts.
What was that? I'm sorry. I'm starting to zone out because I'm trying to put together the deals now.
It's getting late, but yeah, I got Steel Battalion for like $50 one time. That was pretty good.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm gonna go with that. How about you, Wombat? Did you get any deals on deal games?
No. Yeah. I bought Gungrave for $4 at Target.
That's your best deal.
Oh, great. Well, I gotta go get in line. See you guys later.
Uh-oh.
Nice talking to you guys.
Take care.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, bye.
Did you guys just crush that guy's dreams?
Yes.
I wasn't listening because I was putting together the thread for tomorrow for Friday's Amazon stuff.
Yeah.
But
and then I started laughing too hard at my own jokes.
Right. You're getting loopy. All right.
I am. It's 2:47 in the morning, and I slept for maybe 2 hours last night. I'm running on no sleep in 48 hours.
I understand. All right. I think at this point, we gotta say goodbye to everybody because I gotta start to get some shit together here. Get ready for the Amazon deals. They're going live in 10 minutes. We got a thread and CAG going in the forums there, stuck to the top. And I don't know, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And I'm reading the chat. Some guy's really mad because we didn't take his phone call. Well, I don't know who you are. I have 20 calls on here. I don't know which one you are. Tell me your area code, Sideshow Men's View. I'll take your call. But you have to do it before I end the show.
Yeah, I want to know. What's your zip code?
Yeah, what's your area code?
Area code, whatever.
Now everyone's putting in their area code.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, we're going to keep the chat room in. We're going to, there's a lot. Oh, you just said, go fuck yourself. I hope. Oh, that's not nice.
That's not nice.
You hope my son dies. That's very mean.
Well, you know, everyone dies eventually.
Right, and now he's telling me to die in a fire.
Cool.
Well, now I'm not. Now I really want him to call because I would yell at him. But now he's not going to tell me his.
No, he's afraid now.
Right. Oh, well. Wow. There's a lot of calls.
He's like, stop being dicks.
Right. Well,
It's kind of like what we do.
Yeah.
Shipwreck. Shipwreck's back right to everybody.
I'll have to go back and hear what you guys did to this last guy.
We didn't do anything. It was a good call. I enjoyed
it. I don't know what happened. It's not like you're making fun of him.
It's just late. I've never made fun of anyone. Am I in any position to make fun of anyone?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, everyone should follow Video Game Deals on Twitter. I've been tweeting all the big deals this week. GBD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck. A lot of peoples.
Yeah.
To be following on Twitter. And I don't know. That's it. I want to, again, thank everybody for calling. And the chat room will stay open, although, you know, it's already full.
You have, I think you should take one last call.
One last call at random? Okay, here we go. Let's do this one right here. Area code 423, you're on the air. Hello, 423? Oh, he hung up. All right, I'll take another one. Area code 305, you're on the air.
Oh, I got in.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Chiefy? Wombat, Shipwreck?
You're not the guy who wished that my son dies in a fire, are you?
No, it's not me. There's no haters here. I'm from Miami. No haters in Miami.
Okay, good. Good.
This is Thomas 96, also Tomaticus, PSN.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Nothing much. Just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you guys, you know, to help you end the show, I guess.
Wait, this is Tomaticus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're famous.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. A little bit. Yeah, so I just want to say happy Thanksgiving and, you know. Let me see. Well, anyway, my question real quick. I don't know. I guess so far, what's your top three games, you know, for the year? You know, not your game of the year, but, you know, just, you know, so far your favorites.
I don't know.
Sorry about that.
That's a long question for...
Yeah, that's going to take a
while. All right, wait.
We're doing a whole show on that soon, so, you know.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Just to make you mad, I'll say none of them are three.
Hey. Anyway, I love the show. You know, you guys are the first podcast I ever listened to, and it's the best podcast I ever listened to. So I really enjoyed. So, you know, y'all take care and shop well.
Excellent. All right, man. Take care, and I guess that's it.
All right. See you later.
So, bye-bye.
See ya. Thanks for calling.
And thank you, Wombat. Thank you, Shipwreck, for staying up late for this nonsense, this ridiculous nonsense. And everyone else, we'll see you stay in the chat room or, CAG Forums is where it's at, for real. Bye.